the first thing to point out is the Southampton goalkeeper is out due to a COVID positive test, so he will not be available for Southampton. They haven't got Yannick Vestergaard either for this one, who's been really, really important to them, John. I think, you know, obviously they've had the extra rest. Sometimes we only talk about the rest in a Liverpool context. They've had the extra rest as well, and often playing a side that isn't used to this run of games and getting them in the last game can work to your advantage. I still think that'll be the case here tonight for Liverpool, but Southampton will actually be glad of the extra day as well, won't they?
Yeah, they will, and they do get that. And five days, always seems like a nice sort of, you know, almost a perfect kind of break, really, between games. I think if Jürgen Klopp could plan the calendar, and I think he's moments away from suggesting it, to be honest with you, that I think Liverpool would sort of play every 5 days, because it sort of keeps a bit of rhythm going, but there's also a nice little gap, just to, not just in terms of the players' fitness, but also to have a little think about who you are playing next, to sort of, you know, to do some proper work, you know, any adjustments you want to make on shape and stuff like that. And so I'm sure Southampton will be doing that. I'm sure they will have been able to spend a couple of days, you know, thinking about, you know, what to do against Liverpool. But as you say, the players that they've got out, you know, we'll hate them. And the keeper's one thing, but I think Fraser Forster had a really good year at Celtic last year. And I think, you know, he's had obviously good games against Liverpool before, so it's not one I'm jumping to jump for joy on, to be honest with you, in terms of, you know, from a Liverpool point of view. But the centre-half's a big miss for them. You know, Danny Ings looks touch and go, and I'm sure you're going to talk about him. But I think the centre-half, as well as Redmond, they would have been really hoping to get those two back, and it doesn't look like they're going to win. And to be honest, that's good news for Liverpool.